Well, hello again, and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Walter, the host of True Wealth, and I'd really like to welcome you into 2009, which is going to be one heck of an interesting year ahead. We've got a lot of interesting financial activity. We've come off of one of the most incredible years in the history of the United States financially, and we're heading into another whiz-banger this year, folks, and I really hope that for those of you who've listened to our show regularly, I hope you'd made the appropriate financial moves and to get yourself into some hard assets, tangible assets, precious metals, some maybe numismatic, semi-numismatic coins, even diamonds, some investment-grade diamonds to wear yourself or to give to a loved one. There's rings, bracelets, earrings, necklaces. We have some phenomenally beautiful stuff. I've touched on it before. I'll touch on it again. We do custom design, but we have wonderful things. And what I like personally is I like diamonds. You're always far better off putting your money into a larger quality diamond. That's going to pay off in the long run. I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. I can say nice quality diamonds can be great investments. We're very large, respected, aggressive diamond buyers. If you have quality diamonds, bring them in. We will pay you top maximum market value. We can use them. We're also very aggressive scrap gold jewelry and diamond buyers. You look on the TV, you see all these things that tell you to buy the kit to send your scrap gold off. These companies don't pay a fraction of what you should be getting, and it would shock you. I mentioned in the past, we've had numerous experiences with crossing paths with these companies, and I can assure you that what they pay is awful, and it's a shame, and it's disgraceful. I'm sorry, there's no other way to put it. Coins Plus and myself, we really attempt to be a consumer's advocate. Another thing that is critical to hear and understand, folks, there is a very prominent seller on the web, and I'll just make it short and sweet. They're not delivering product. The owner has a very long criminal conviction record, I think 6 to 8 years in prison. I'm not positive. They're being sued by the attorney general, and we have customers that are getting a hold of us, and I'm telling you, a year out is nothing, and the problems are exploding. Please be wise. Don't let greed be your guide. They advertise prices that are too low. Be wise, deal with someone you can look in the eye and have a relationship with. They're selling, they're offering prices that are too low. They get the money up front and they're using it to keep afloat, to maintain solvency on the entire business, and it becomes a float system. They're in big trouble. This has been going on for quite a while. The thing that'll really snap them is either A, legal consequences, which are coming down all around them, or B, they'll end up floating people out for multiple months. And when these metals pop, which is coming soon, where they just explode, they're done. They sell silver at $13 an ounce. All of a sudden, silver's up to $20 an ounce. They can't fill it. It'll cost them way too much. In our secure dealer networks, the word is that they're hanging out for $15 to $20 million of consumers' money that they haven't delivered metal on. And they're floating on the money coming in now to deliver stuff from 8, 10, 12 months ago. We've had customers. We have one customer who came in the end of November, beginning of December. She'd ordered 10 boxes of the 2008 Silver Eagles at the end of 07. And by the end of 08, she still had not received her product. And she'd been going through the con game the whole time. Don't let greed be your guide. Cheapest, just use your brain. We're very fair here at Coins Plus. We provide live delivery of metals. We're just super fair based on the outside market. There is a shortage of metals, which results in some premiums on the metals. Just be assured that we're very fair and we're going to treat you square and we're going to deliver the metals as fast as possible. Coins Plus can be reached at 444-0044 in Spokane, outside Spokane, toll free, 877-827-2646. I'd also like to just warn people about, we've had a couple instances where people are buying counterfeit gold on eBay. There's a ton of it out there, counterfeit coins. You get collectors that start out, they want, bargain hunting. They don't understand understand everything in our business has a wholesale liquid value or a liquid wholesale value. You can't buy gold at a third of the price. It's a liquid value asset. You can't buy coins at a third of the price or a quarter or whatever. They're liquid wholesale value. If you think you're going online and you're buying stuff at a fraction of what you could, what a dealer could wholesale it to another dealer for, folks, wake up. It's not reality. There's a lot of counterfeiting going on out there. All of our industry publications are covering it heavily. It's out of control. Deal with someone you know and trust, someone local you can look in the eye and you can hold accountable. We stand behind everything we do. We authenticate every coin we sell. You have 100% guarantee of authenticity all the time, as well as the fact that our premiums and pricing are extremely competitive. We're within a 2 to 4% profit margin. We're very high volume, low margin, and we spend time with you. We analyze your portfolio. We'll give you advice and guidance. And that's really what we're trying to do. We do recommend now moving into a certain aspects of numismatic coins, which we can go over with you if you're looking to invest. We build portfolios that have a certain balance to them. Before I move forward, I just would like to leave you with kind of the impression of what I was talking about along the diamonds. As I've thought about this more and more, I may have mentioned a couple of weeks ago, my dad, who's in Montana, made a comment to me as these economic things are taking place, and he said to me, you know, they have a lot of friends that have done very well for themselves over the years, but a lot of those people have had all their money in paper assets, and it's getting to the point now where everything these people have worked for is dissipating, it's evaporating, and they're losing so much money now in these paper markets that they're essentially bankrupt, and they can't even move now. It's too late. They're in shock. And the comment my dad made to me was that his friends that have maintained their wealth and are truly wealthy people are tangible assets people. They have gold, they have silver, they have assets, they have collectible coins, they have collectible cars, they have real estate, they might have, you know, boats and guns and whatever. But it's hard assets. It's not this fantasy casino paper concept stuck at the end of some other wire down in Wall Street. I mean, you guys probably all saw this Madoff thing over the last few weeks. One of the most respected investment advisor on Wall Street. People waited in line for years to get with this guy. The minimum investment was $10 million. He only dealt with the richest and the very best. He took people to the cleaners for $50 billion because he was running nothing more than a Ponzi scheme where he'd created such a demand for himself that as people continued to move in and his investment portfolio swole up, he just showed people artificial profits. He created false investments. The whole thing was ridiculous. People are losing $50 billion, and this guy's the finest. Bottom line, folks, it's wrong. The paper system I'm talking about here, it's wrong. It's unbiblical. It's dishonest weights and measures, and that includes trading in world currencies. Do you really think Jesus or God would recommend, hey, gamble on currency, you know, different world currencies, which, by the way, none of them are backed by anything. Gamble on them. You know, people are like, oh, I have my money in Swiss francs because they've been the most solid. You know, and now what's happening to you? You got your money in Swiss francs, you're losing your tail, aren't you? It goes on and on like this, folks. It's not. Do not let greed be your guide. As the Bible says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For you sows to the flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. When we sow to the flesh, we reap corruption. When we sow to our greed, we reap corruption. When we do what God says and we try to preserve our wealth, and we're not saying, well, I don't want gold because it went down 3% over the last month. And when in reality, folks, it's been posting 25% of your gains for 7 or 8 years. That's great. It's going to get a lot better than that in the next 7 years or the next 3 to 5. But that's not the point. The point is you preserve what God gave you the way God told you to do it. The precious metals are going to last. They're going to substantiate. There's these stock-minded people out there that'll keep yelling. All the way as they sink in the quicksand, they're still going to be yelling that gold's not where you want to be. You want to buy paper this and paper that. It's foolish. Why would you want to put your money in a company? P&E ratios were through the roof. They're coming down. I mean, I won't even get into it. I can just tell you, it's all casino gambling. You want to buy futures and options. The metals can go up and you can still lose your tail by not timing things right. You buy precious metals you have a hard tangible asset. I mean, we're sitting 10% off the all-time high on gold, okay? So worst case scenario, you bought at the high of 1,025 and now you're down, 10% off of that. Now, gold's in the upper 800 range, but the gold is trading at premiums. It certainly wasn't trading at back then, and so it gives you a 10% loss maximum. Our goal is not to sell you stuff. Our goal is to be... to help you to become wise stewards, and it's to give you sound, godly, biblical financial advice. What I am saying, if you've been listening to me for a couple of years, what I'm saying is proven true time and time again. Even the financial dump and the bailout thing in October, I mentioned that many months ahead of time on my show. I'm not a soothsayer or a seer with a crystal ball. I just look at the facts and they speak for themselves. I have a really strong analytical mathematical background. I have a lot of stock and bond background. I've been Series 6 and 7 licensed. I've got a master's level training, master's degree training in economics and finance, a bachelor of science in mathematics and statistics. I've been a regional sales manager for Bank of America for a number of years prior to opening this business. Now I've done nothing but... I own commercial real estate. I've run some very successful businesses, and I've just helped people be wise with their money. That is my goal. You've got a good resource here at Coins Plus. We train our people well. We're honest and ethical, and we sincerely want to do what's best for you. The people who do the best, let us build them a portfolio. There's people that say, I don't want to pay a premium, and they come in and they get the wrong thing, and then they miss out on some substantial profit opportunities. Let us build you a balanced portfolio. We'll treat you right. There's companies out there, as many of you know, that are charging 40, 50% premiums. They're preying on the vulnerability of the Christian audience. They're on TV. There's Lear Financial. There's class action lawsuits all over the place on these companies for the way they treat people. We don't do that. We don't have commissioned salespeople. We don't see you coming and take advantage of you. Everybody gets a square, fair shake. We're super honest and super above board, and that's just a fact, and I'm not stretching the truth. We just want you to know the truth, and we want you to be wise because we sincerely believe things are going to be very difficult. We're going to see economic changes. There's going to be a massive paradigm shift coming, and you need to be prepared. Once again, thanks again for tuning in to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Walter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is a weekly radio program sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane. Coins Plus can be reached at 444-0044 in Spokane, toll-free outside Spokane, 1-877-827-2646. The hours of Coins Plus, Monday through Friday, 10 to 5:30, Saturday, 10 to 3:30. We also have a full service, the highest rating on a safe depository service. Folks, a lot of people are taking advantage of this. Some aren't. It's private. It's anonymous. It's not recorded. It's very secure. Extreme levels of security put into this thing. And quite frankly, again, this is something to your benefit. It's private. It's out of your house. You don't have to worry about theft. Anything comes up, everything's unmarked. Our keys are unmarked. There's no records going out. No one needs to know you have it. It's actually not our favorite thing because it's extremely time consuming for the small fee that we charge. Yet we want you to have things properly placed and secured for a tough day, the tough days that are ahead. Now, I've mentioned in the past this book called The Creature from Jekyll Island. This is a book I highly recommend, and we have some left. I don't know if we have 10 or 12. They're about $20 a piece. Great book, explains the monetary system of this country from the beginning, makes you see it clearly. This week, I'm going to start a program, a two-part series on that, and I'm going to just go over the Federal Reserve, the creation of it, and try to give you some insight into what's the real problem going on out there. And in a very condensed version, the problem is our debt-based fiat currency system has run amok. It's going crazy, and I'm going to get into the Federal Reserve System in Jekyll Island here this week. So here we go. In November 1910, seven very well-known and wealthy men left the northeastern U.S. on trains to do some duck hunting on an island off Brunswick, Georgia. called Jekyll Island. They carried all their duck hunting gear in a plain sight so that an inquisitive reporter could see that they were going duck hunting. On arrival, the duck hunters moved into a posh resort town owned by J.P. Morgan on Jekyll Island. In later years, at least one of the men admitted that he had never shot a duck and never intended to. Another of the men later punned that the duck hunting was a blind. These seven extremely wealthy men were surrogates of our national government and powerful financiers. The financiers were seeming competitors, subordinate to and regulated by the government. However, the surrogates were not at Jekyll Island to sharpen their relationships. They were there to agree on unconstitutional collusions between private corporations and government, which would restrict their lesser competitors and allow them to create debt-based money secured by nothing but thin air, from which they and their cronies could get rich by endless multiplication of debt-created money in the financial treason called fractional reserve banking. They were there to covertly bring the deceits, corruptions, and frauds of the centuries-old European central banking system to the United States. The U.S. forefathers who originally penned the U.S. Constitution intentionally created a monetary system that would prevent this type of monetary system from ever entering this country, as they had already seen the corruption and destruction it had created in Europe, from which they fled. This type of monetary system is specifically designed to elevate a few elitists at the expense of the citizens, corporations, politicians, and bankers. And I should say honest corporations. Corrupt large corporations are part of the problem. The seven key players in creating the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 and headed by J.P. Morgan himself were a man named Nelson Aldrich, Senate Republican and father-in-law to John D. Rockefeller, A. Piatt Andrew, he was the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, Henry Davison, one of J.P. Morgan's partners, Charles Norton, President of the First National Bank of New York, the largest bank in the U.S., Benjamin Strong, head of J.P. Morgan's Bankers Trust, later became Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Frank Vanderlip, the President of the National City Bank of New York, representing William Rockefeller, and Paul Warburg, a partner in Kuhn Loeb and Company, which was a huge law firm that represented the Rothschilds and the Warburgs in Europe. Impending changes within the U.S. banking and monetary system were making it imperative that the super-rich class elitists desperately needed an immediate and extraordinary mechanism to permanently secure control of the monetary system of the world's fastest-growing superpower who operated under the auspices of the U.S. Constitution. Citizens of nine states had already passed laws into their states' constitutions to drive off decades-old corruptions that held vast profits and power for the class race elitists. When I say class race elitists, I'm talking about people who sincerely believe they're superior to the rest of us. If you're not familiar with this, go to our website, coinsplus.com. On the homepage to the right, there's the Coins Plus News and Library. Go to must-see videos and watch the movie Endgame. It's a fantastic video you gotta see. The corrupt super-rich bankers were losing their money, power, and control in the U.S. In 1910, these class race elitists had been able to use their power and influence to buy time by pushing countless states' rights legislation contests through the U.S. Supreme Court, who instantly, arbitrarily, and unconstitutionally froze all states' rights to pass legislation pertaining to their constitutions, which froze their power to protect themselves against any and all state constitutional violations. In other words, they made laws that people couldn't alter their state's constitutions to protect human rights. They had to go through the Supreme Court. They froze it up for years in every state, which gave them the power to institute eventually the Federal Reserve Act. People didn't know what was up. They knew something was up, and they tried to stop it through state constitutions. These actions were put into place by the firm of Paul Warburg, who worked for John D. Rockefeller. Any judges who attempted to uphold their state's constitutions during this time would be immediately impeached and removed from office within days or sometimes even hours. Some were even found dead. These delays in the state's abilities to exercise their constitutional right to protect themselves is what allowed the presidentially signed Federal Reserve Act to apply to all states in existence at that time. The Federal Reserve Act was an unconstitutional executive order put into place by President Woodrow Wilson. The law of elitists, money, and power had trumped the laws of nations for thousands of years. The Jekyll Island Duck Hunting Society was unfortunately amazingly successful for all the wrong reasons and at huge expense of each and every ordinary American citizen. The Jekyll Island Good Old Boys Club saw their labors put into the stone of federal statute when a fearful, impressionable, and compliant President Woodrow Wilson signed the Federal Reserve Act on the 23rd of December 1913, the night before Christmas Eve when everyone else had gone home. Woodrow Wilson was very intelligent and completely aware that his signature was creating an unconstitutional anti-law regime, null and void from its first moment, enforced under dozens of felony violations of a broad spectrum of federal laws and statutes. Today, nearly 100 years later, the felony violations continue to stack up daily beyond imagination, every second of every day. President Woodrow Wilson and his powerful predecessors of Congress knowingly and intentionally usurped Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution, which states, "The Congress shall have the power to coin money, regulate the value thereof and of foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures." With the 1913 Federal Reserve Act, Congress and the President unconstitutionally delegated Congress's specifically assigned duty to coin debt-free money secured by its precious metals. They delegated that duty to a privately owned corporation whose expressed intent was to print debt-based fiat money secured only by thin air, and whose many other expressed intents were the interests of private financial corporations, not in the interests of civil society or its constitutional governance. There is nothing in the Constitution that allows the giveaway or delegation of any express duty or power to any other branch or institution. The Federal Reserve Act was unconstitutional, felonious, and treasonous from its very first moment of existence and remains exactly that way today. As was the point of the states which were attempting to protect the constitutional rights of its citizens, the Federal Reserve Act is a federal statute that overturns the constitutional rights of citizens at the national level. This centuries-old trick of these super-bigoted class-race elitists and their predator politicians is purely unacceptable. In today's megacorp corruption, the old trick is a growing enterprise. The two-party, three-branch system has made it a chief tenet of their political science. In the weeks leading up to the Wilson signing of the Federal Reserve Act, citizens of 8 more states attempted to put laws into their state constitutions to prevent this act from taking place. A total of 17 states had attempted to enact legislation preventing private monetization to affect their state's commerce systems. In 1913, the class race elitists had gone crazy out of fear of their efforts being overturned by states' democratic processes. The states had caught wind of what would soon take place but did not understand the immediacy and urgency of the issue at hand, just as I think we're seeing now. As they say, all that is necessary for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. Just as we're facing an unprecedented level of impending economic disaster in our future, we relax in our creature comforts of today without preparing and protecting for tomorrow. This coming economic disaster will come like a thief in the night, and it will very likely not give anyone the opportunity to move until the damage has been done and there's nowhere to go. Many of us are procrastinators who just want to slide along, moving a little here and a little there, waiting until everything's clear before we make the move of a wise steward. We are living in very biblical times. So much activity around us is parallel to the things that we've learned about in our spiritual studies. A wise steward will follow sound, conservative financial principles as the financial blitzkrieg crests over the horizon. We still have time to preserve all of our God-given capital. The biblically endorsed and authorized precious metals as true wealth are irrefutable through the test of time. There's no need for fear or worry, and real money is what we need in this time of severe uncertainty. Do not wait to make the move, folks. If you have any investments other than precious metals at this point in time, anything left at all other than liquid cash, you are quite fortunate, because most people who have paper assets have lost almost all of it. Move it into God's money now while there's still time. That is what this is all about. As we finish the show up next week, folks, what's important to understand is the reason stone precious metals in this economic crisis is we're on a fiat currency system backed by nothing. The precious metals are biblically endorsed as wealth. You have nothing to worry about. They've made it from the beginning of time till now. No one's ever lost money in them. The metals speak for themselves. There's no promises required. Our forefathers originally prescribed the precious metals as monetary wealth in our U.S. Constitution, as does the Bible. Versus paper money or paper assets, there's no social security numbers required, and there's no 1099 reporting requirements for the most part, unless you're dealing in amazing quantities when you sell. There's never reporting when you buy whatsoever, and reporting when you sell is avoidable by keeping the sales amounts limited. The Federal Reserve is running rampant, folks. This year, they're going to double the amount of money plus in the world, the dollars. It's insane. The stock market bubble has popped and it's over. We're in the middle of a drastic mortgage and real estate crisis, which we haven't even begun to see the end of. You need the metals as a hedge against hyperinflation. 2009 and 10 are poised to be by far the greatest years for hyperinflation. It's taken the Federal Reserve over 95 years to create nearly $11 trillion in dollars in U.S. dollars, which is what we call M2 money. Every dollar on earth, as I've said over and over, is $11 trillion. In 2008 alone, the elected officials in the U.S. Congress and Senate have pledged and obligated themselves to an additional $9 trillion minimum in bailout dollars, in addition to an added $1.3 trillion in tax relief proposed by Barack Obama. And this does not include the regular yearly congressional budgeting forecast, which is estimated to be $3 to $4 trillion, which will also be created money from thin air by the Federal Reserve. Simply put, the elected representatives of the United States will single-handedly authorize the Federal Reserve to create a bare minimum of $13 to $14 trillion plus in fiat currency in the year 2009. This artificial monopoly money will, as usual, be backed by nothing while being placed onto the credit card of the U.S. taxpayer. What is different about this is that we will, for the first time ever, create more dollars in 1 year than all of the dollars which have been created in the previous 95 years. This amount will dwarf all the money spent since this country's inception within 1 year. Think about this. More debt-backed money will be created in 1 year than every dollar created or spent since the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776. The human mind cannot fathom this. This is a redistribution of poverty, folks. They're taking all the money, they're paying off all the government institutions that have collapsed and government-friendly corporations, and they're passing the debt on to us. The government gets the corporations debt-free because we've paid it. The precious metals offer timeless value, protection against inflation. They're universally respected and accepted. They're tangible, liquid, transportable, anonymous, and compact. It is absolutely time to move in, folks. 100% of your money, except for your liquid cash, for the next 18 to 24 months for protection. I have no other advice for you other than that, and to not take it, I think you might really regret it. Thanks again for tuning in to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor, sponsored by Coins Plus. Coins Plus can be reached at 444-0044 in Spokane, outside of Spokane, toll-free, 877-827-2646. Take care, God bless, and have a fantastic week.